This is Sandy Beeson for Guiseley AFC Radio here with Adam Lockwood after a battling 0-0 performance away at Boreham Wood. Adam, thoughts on the game?
Tough place to come. Obviously their victory on Tuesday, you can see why. You know, they've turned the corner a little bit in terms of their performance and tested us out. But you know, I think both managers will be. I don't know if Luke will sort of say anything about certain performances of officials. And actually, there's people come and pay good money today to watch a football match, and it becomes about the officials again. And it's unacceptable. I know we shouldn't speak about it, but something has to change. I've more than one occasion this year, it's been a major issue. The game becomes about the officials, and it shouldn't be about that, because there are two teams there that are giving everything. And again, we talk about that, which is wrong. But for our point of view, we come away with a clean sheet. You know, they haven't conceded many goals lately, so tough game, big week for us. Picked a few knocks up, we'll have to assess those. But other than that, yeah, we come away. If we're not going to win, we don't get beat. So we'll have a journey back up and prepare right for Tuesday.
Yeah, and how frustrating is it, the injuries to John Rooney, and then at the end there for Elliot Green as well?
Yeah, I mean, John's he's a wholehearted player. Got him for something and got him with his, you know, full body. Sometimes you take things like that, you take knocks, and fortunately for John, he's had to come off in the games. But we'll assess him, we'll see where we go. Do the best for him first and foremost, and see how he is. As the same for Elliot, assess that. It looked to me as if that could be something that could have been avoided, and for me that's the job of an official to stop things like that happening. I don't think there were no control on the game all the way through. The two teams controlled the game, so I think we could have played today without any officials, and that's saying something. It's testament to both teams, both sets of management, that in the end we had to just cope with it and get through the game, and we both picked a point up out of it. But that's where we're at. It's frustrating. You know, you're learning about the game. I'm learning about the game every day that I'm in this job. Been in the game a long time, as the people around me have. And flabbergasted sometimes. It's just unbelievable what you see, and you know, people are putting a lot of effort into the livelihoods, and there's a lot of people putting a great deal of effort, time, money. You know, I've said it before, we have supporters travelled down all that way, we've got volunteers that give all their life to the club. You get let down, and all you want is just, you know, it to be about the football match. And like I say, it's quite funny that both sets of benches end up laughing about it at the end of the game, which it's not funny. You know, it's people's livelihoods, and it's serious, and I'm not sure how serious people understand that it is, and what's at stake for people that, again, the backers of both clubs are giving their hard-earned money to support the clubs and to play at this level, two small clubs. So, disappointing.
And aside from the refereeing, it's a well-earned point, and extending the unbeaten run ahead of another tricky away game against Gateshead on Tuesday. What can you take going into that?
Yeah, another very, very tough ask for us. We've got a bunch of lads in there that relish challenges, as you can see from where when we first started the journey. Big challenge, and you know, we go there. We'll assess where we're at and prepare ourselves right, and hopefully, you know, we can get ourselves right and give herself a chance of getting a result on Tuesday.
Brilliant. Thank you very much.
Cheers.
Thank you. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.